Good morning and welcome to Leftover Grounds. Twitter founder Jack Dorsey just got pumped by Project Veritas and managed somehow to get him on camera admitting some pretty shocking things. A left-wing activist who was documenting the breach of the Capitol has been charged along with many former military, law enforcement, and a mixed bag of others. And Nikki Haley is getting ready to potentially run for president in 2024. So let's get into it. So that was Jack Dorsey talking about obviously continuing to monitor and censor and all that. This isn't going to go the direction you think it is. I actually agree that Jack Dorsey should be doing what they're doing in monitoring accounts that encourage violence and things like that. We can't let that happen, of course, right? But it has to be done in a way that's balanced, where you're not just focusing on specific groups. What he's doing is fueling it by doing that. It's counterproductive. He's trying to stop certain groups from speaking out and inciting violence. At the same time, he's only focused on certain specific groups where, you know, if you're Antifa, then you don't get your hand smacked and your account taken down. They have taken down accounts of people threatening to do violence from those groups as well. Now, every company bears a responsibility of ensuring that their products are not responsible for death and destruction and things like that. So all these platforms, of course, are going to be looking after this attack and purging people from their platforms. And there's going to be a lot of focus depending on which news source is reporting on it. Veritas, Project Veritas, obtained this video, and their intent, of course, is not just, I mean, they're doing some good investigative journalism, but it's all one-sided. They need to start investigating Republicans and people on the right as well if they actually want to be balanced and want to be taken seriously. Otherwise, they're also just pushing a narrative. And it's really frustrating to see this because they are doing good investigative journalism. But like I said, if you want to be taken seriously, you have to do it for everyone. And it has to be balanced and seeking the truth, not pushing narratives and agendas. Everybody's doing that. I don't agree. I hate Twitter, honestly. It's a crappy platform where everybody just argues. There's no use for it anymore. I think it's on its way out. But they do have a responsibility to keep, you know, terrorist organizations from communicating on there, to keep, you know, people causing civil unrest and inciting riots off there. I totally agree with that. But they have to do it in a balanced manner. They have to address everybody, not just the right or the far right or white supremacists. And then if somebody's just tied to a group, like loosely, they shouldn't be banning that person. It shouldn't be an excuse just to cut them off. As well as the fact checkers, you know how I feel about that. You're the fact checker. You don't need somebody else to tell you what the truth is. Do your own research. Moving on. So as the police are rounding up all these activists and insurrectionists and rioters, whatever you want to call them, they came across this guy, John Sullivan, from Utah, Salt Lake City, Utah, who happens to be a an activist, started doing activism after the shooting of Floyd, I believe it was. And so he was actually the guy. So the video footage we used to do our critique, which comes out today, he's the guy who filmed that. And so you can actually hear everything he has to say if you watch that when it comes out today. He called himself Jade Next in there. We've had his video footage for a while, and we captured it before it was taken down. So the right's labeling him as BLM activist. The middle is just kind of calling him an activist, a liberal activist. But they've caught him on camera initially saying, hey, we're going to go rip Trump out of office. And then you can hear him in the video for yourself. You can make your own mind up on whether or not he was there to instigate or fuel the fire or just report and make sure everybody knew that it was the majority of it was right-leaning Trump supporters, you know, instigating and carrying out the damage and the violence. Along with him, though, we've had a retired Air Force colonel get arrested. He was one of the ones dressed in black carrying flex cuffs. That's not good. We've had an active duty officer, a captain, who's actually on her way out, so don't be too fooled by that. She already submitted her resignation, just waiting for it to be confirmed, but they're scrutinizing her just because she was at the protest. There's multiple law enforcement officers who are being disciplined. And then there's this huge push to, they're trying to paint this picture of a planned insurrection. So please watch the video tonight and you'll see what it really was. And you'll hear professionals give you their opinion. But this is kind of, it's more fuel to the fire. It's contributing to more divide. It's contributing to fueling more conspiracy theories and things like that. It's creating fear, which is the goal, right? I think we're going to have another Fear Monger of the Week challenge coming up here pretty soon. But please watch that video. It'll give you a little bit of peace of mind and some sanity in the midst of all of this. There was also a huge payment, like $500,000 of Bitcoin that went to some extremist far-right groups from a computer programmer in France who supposedly or allegedly, they still haven't proven it yet, killed himself the day before the Capitol insurrection. And that's pretty damning when you got somebody paying out money upon their death to a bunch of different far-right groups. So it's very interesting, but there you go again. Let's fuel some more conspiracy theories. Now that Trump is out, and I don't think he's going to be running again, so please start looking toward the future, people. This is about our country, not one man. It looks like Nikki Haley is going to be running for office. There's also been some arrests recently of people who did commit voter fraud, which I think is interesting. I do want to see how that plays out in the future because, like I said, if there was voter fraud, regardless of how much or how widespread, it needs to be weeded out, punished, and fixed before the next election because there's no faith in the integrity election. Can you imagine what the next election is going to be like? I think it's going to be pretty frightening. But be on the lookout for that. See what happens with Nikki Haley. I like her. She's from South Carolina. That's where I'm at. She's home team. I'm not saying I'm going to vote for her. You'll never know who I vote for. It's not your business. Anyway, no good news, really. Maybe a little bit for some people. Once again, continuing to fight the urge to get angry about some of this news. I do it every day. I sit back and it's like, man, this makes me so mad. And I was like, doggone it, I'm falling into that trap. That's what they want. Don't do it. Take a breath. Sit back. Look at both sides. Digest the information. Make a good decision. Don't be like the minions out there. It's being fed lie after lie after lie, causing them to go into panic and fear and then do things like what happened on January 6th. That's not how we should be doing things. So I hope you have a great day. I hope you have a great weekend. Look for that video on the Capitol. I think it'll be an eye-opener for many. We'll be on the lookout next week for our interview with Matt Broussard from Ground News on media bias, which is what we focus on. So have a great day. Take care.